In summertime, when leaves grow green, when they grow both green and long, of a bold outlaw called Robin Hood, it is of him I sing my song. When the lily leaf and the elephant doth bud and spring with a merry cheer, this outlaw was weary of the woodside and chasing of the fallow deer. The fishermen brave more money have than any merchant two or three. Therefore I will to Scarborough go, that I a fisherman might be. This outlaw called his merry men all as they sat under the greenwood tree. If you have any gold to spend, I pray you heartily spend it with me. Now, quoth Robin, I'll to Scarborough go. It seems to be a very fair day. Who took up his inn at a widow woman's house, hard by upon the waters gray? Who asked him, where wert thou born, or tell to me where thou dost fare? I am a poor fisherman, said he then, this day entrapped all in care. What is thy name, thou fine fellow? I pray thee heartily tell it to me. In mine own country where I was born, men call me Simon over the lee. Simon, Simon, said the good waif, I wish thou mayst well brook thy name. The outlaw was ware of her courtesy, and rejoiced he had got such a dame. Simon, wilt thou be my man, and good round wages I will give thee. I have as good a ship of mine own as any sails upon the sea. Anchors and planks thou shalt not want, masts and ropes that are so long. And if thou thus furnish me, said Simon, nothing shall go wrong. They plucked up anchor and away did sail, more of a day than two or three. When others cast in their baited hooks, the bare lines into the sea cast he. It will be long, said the master, than ere this great lubber do thrive on the sea. I'll assure he shall have no part of our fish, for in truth he is no part worthy. Oh, woe is me, said Simon then, this day that ever I came here. I wish I were in Plumpton Park, in chasing of the fallow deer. For every clown laughs me to scorn, and they by me set nothing at all. If I had them in Plumpton Park, I would set as little by them all. They plucked up anchor and away did sail, more of a day than two or three. But Simon espied a ship of war that sailed toward them valorously. Oh, woe is me, said the master, then this day that ever I was born, for all our fish that we have got is every bit lost and forlorn. For yon French robber on the sea, they will not spare of us one man, but carry us to the coast of France and lay us in the prison strong. But Simon said, do not fear them, neither, master, take you any care. Give me my bent bow in my hand, and never a Frenchman will I spare. Hold thy peace, thou long lubber, for thou art not but brags and boast. If I should cast thee overboard, there's but a simple lubber lost. Simon grew angry at these words, and so angry then was he, that he took his bent bow in his hand, and to the ship hatch go doth he. Master, tie me to the mast, that at my mark I may stand fair, and give me my bent bow in my hand, and never a Frenchman will I spare. He drew his arrow to the very head, and drew it with all might and main, and straightway in the twinkling of an eye doth the Frenchman's heart the arrow gain. The Frenchman fell down on the ship catch, and under the hatches here below. Another Frenchman that him espied, the dead corpse into the sea doth throw. O master, loose me from the mast, he said, and for them I'll take you no care, and give me my bent bow in my hand, and never a Frenchman will I spare. Then they boarded the Friendship, they lying all dead in their sight. They found within the ship of war 12,000 pound in money bright. The one half of the ship, said Simon, then I'll give to my dame and children small. The other part of the ship I'll give to you that are my fellows all. But now bespake the master then, for so, Simon, it shall not be. For you have won it with your own hands, and the owner thereof you must be. It shall be so as I have said, and with this gold for the oppressed, an habitation I will build, where they can live in peace and rest.